For our weekly Peace Bucket, we're joined by longtime peace activist Alice Slater. And I recently saw her quoted in a news article concerning the issue that we should not be militarizing space. She was representing World Beyond War, and particularly legislation has been introduced to eliminate what many of us probably forgot existed, which is the United States Space Force, which was established in 2019 by President Trump. So, Alice, why shouldn't we be militarizing space? I mean, don't we all want more Star Wars?
Well, I mean, I think we do need a global war, but we need a war on climate change. We need a war on the plague, and we can't be fighting 20th century wars with and looking for new enemies now that we finally got out of Afghanistan and we ran out of terrorists. Now we're turning our sights on China and Russia, which is ridiculous. And we're driving it because we're saying that they're putting weapons in space, but it's always us. You know, there used to be a comic strip in the 1950s, Pogo by Walt Kelly, and he had a famous line during the Red Scare, the first Red Scare: we met the enemy and he is us. And Americans have to understand that Russia and China have been begging us to negotiate a treaty to ban weapons in space. They put a draft model treaty into the UN in Geneva in 2008 and again in 2014. And in this Committee on Disarmament in Geneva, in order to even discuss the treaty, which they did a proposed treaty, you need consensus, and the U.S. blocks it. We refuse to even discuss it. And this is really part of what General Eisenhower, who won World War II and was our president, his outgoing speech, he warned about the military-industrial complex. And today, there's a wonderful former CIA representative, Ray McGovern, who worked at the CIA. He was a top briefer. He briefed Bush and Clinton every morning, the intelligence briefing. He quit in total disgust and formed VIPs, Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. And he says it's not the military-industrial complex anymore. It's the Mickey Mantle, the military-industrial, congressional, intelligence, media, academic think tank complex, sometimes referred to as the blob. And this is what's driving us to put arms into space. We should have leave the space for the heavens to peace. We have so much work to be done, so much resources.
Let me jump in here. Now, yeah. Of course, we know that the American military in particular, but probably all military, do many things which are never publicly disclosed to the public, and often, you know, presidents give false information about what the military is doing. But since, you know, President Trump, you know, set up the United States Space Force in 2019, what has actually been, you know, formally done in terms of creating the United States Space Force?
They're allocating funds and they're giving it a mission to dominate space, which was always in their documents, but he's elevating the need for space wars. In other words, it used to be folded into the Air Force. So he's making it separate. So it's getting even more billions of dollars of separate funding. I don't remember what the figure was, but that was going to be put in there. I don't know. But then, you know, along comes Biden and we beg him to get rid of this, and he's keeping it. And Biden's Secretary of Defense was on the board of Raytheon, you know, a big military contractor. There's so much corruption and bad influence in the government right now. What is the Space Force? It's they're weaponizing space, and it's attached to the missiles on the ground, because that gives the direction for how things go in space. You know, where are the missiles going to be pointed at? How are you going to stop other space weapons going up into space? So it's a combination of the missiles and the space weapons. I'm also in a network, global network, against weapons and nuclear power in space. We actually launched a nuclear powered spaceship that landed on Mars. So we're now polluting Mars, you know, and we were so happy that we had this, you know, nuclear powered spaceship that made a good landing, dumping everything on Mars as if we can't even clean it up here. So it's, we're in a very fraught moment, and people hearing this should be telling their senators and their congressmen, we don't want space wars. We don't want this kind of militarism.
Now, there's been legislation introduced, I believe Representative Jared Hoffman is the lead sponsor, has five sponsors, none from New York at the moment, called the No Militarization of Space. What exactly would this bill accomplish?
What it would do is disband the separation of the space force. It would put it back under the way it was before Trump elevated into even a higher status of alertness. And that's great. And we should certainly, you know, we thought Biden would just do it. We could just tell him and he would do it, but he didn't. So now we have to get Congress to do it. But that's just a first step, because they were doing plenty of damage when they were under the Air Force. You know, this was just another step up.
And I think, you know, reading the news article announcing this legislation, you know, one of its points is that, you know, we have a lot of urgent domestic needs, from fighting COVID to particularly trying to save the world from climate collapse. This is not what we should be spending our tax dollars on.
No, or even the rest of the military. I mean, they just passed a budget, the Congress, that Biden's budget was higher than Trump's, and the Congress added more onto Biden's budget, and it was like for $780 some odd billion this year. Democrats voted for it. I mean, it's like...
But I will just point out, the Democrats did the same thing when Trump was president. The Democrats in Congress added more money to what Trump wanted to the military.
Right, and now they added it again. So they're still Democrats. They're adding it to what Biden asked for. The Congress made the budget bigger than Biden put in, which was bigger than Trump put in. So what you're looking at is, when it comes to, like, you know, abortion rights and gay rights, the Democrats are so liberal and progressive. But when it comes to the military, they're all in the same fixed barrel. They're getting hundreds, tens of thousands of contributions from military contractors. Same thing with the climate, from the oil companies and the gas. It's all the same. I mean, the way we're going to beat this is to close the silos in our citizen activism and work together. Like, the military is the greatest polluter of the climate, and we have that separate now. So we're going to the COPs meeting to make it, combine it. And space is, you know, that's the new frontier.
You issued the issue of militarization, but in the last minute or so, you also made reference to nuclear. What's being done to stop nuclear in space?
That was nuclear power in space. So far, there's no nuclear weapons in space, but Obama passed a bill for $1 trillion to build two new bomb factories, new missiles, submarines, airplanes, warheads, to deliver nuclear bombs. We only used two in 1945. We have a treaty since 1970 saying we're going to make good faith efforts to get rid of them. We got a new treaty that said nuclear weapons are banned and prohibited. We won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2017. Of course, the U.S. didn't sign it, and the other nuclear weapon states. But there's all this world asking to ban the bomb, and we're building new ones. And Biden now is doing a nuclear posture review that they do every 5 years. And they just got rid of some woman that he appointed that was a little bit more rational than the rest of the militarists. They changed the commission that's going to do the nuclear posture review and eliminated her job. That was how they got rid of her just recently, a couple of weeks ago. So that does not bode well for America.
Alice Slater, World Beyond War. This has been Mark Dunleavy for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.